how good you sound, because it would be tragic to record all this crap and not get it. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a taped interview with Fletcher Benton at his San Francisco studio, May 2nd, 1989. The interviewer is Regional Director Paul Carlstrom. Fletcher, this is, first of all, it is a pleasure to sit here with you to talk about, to learn more about you and about your work. We're sitting in a rather wonderful structure, a combination home studio that you built over a period of years. It's absolutely gorgeous, and you've been also generous in making this space available for special events, including for the archives members. So I'll go on record right here as thanking you and Bobby for that. We've known one another for quite a while, and this is a marvelous opportunity then for me to ask questions through which I'm going to get to know you better. One of the things that, well, I think we have certain assignments here, and we're going to have several days of interviewing, but I think above all, the thing that strikes me is that you, as a painter, but particularly like, as a sculptor, have produced a distinguished and fairly visible, in terms of scale, certainly, body of work. No question about this, that you, you know, you have this wonderful studio. You certainly have, you're known in the art world. You have contacts, and I don't mean just in the Bay Area. You have contacts. And yet, somehow, I feel that you and your work aren't as well known as they might be. Now, there certainly must be reasons for this. And these are some of the things that I would like to pursue. Kind of examine the situation, say, why is this the case? Regionalism, the fact that you've chosen to work, live and work in San Francisco, may be one of the issues involved. But as I was thinking about doing this interview, certain questions emerged, and one of them is, who is Fletcher Benton? It's a familiar name, but who is Fletcher Benton? How does he and his work fit into developments here in the Bay Area and beyond that, American art, international art in general, over the last few decades? I'm really interested in getting to know you and therefore your work a little bit. We were talking earlier and you said that you felt in a way that you had suffered through the damage of inflicted by regionalism, that this is a factor that has an effect on artists' work and certainly on yours. And then you also said you felt that to a certain degree you were a victim of a regional dealer. And I wonder what you mean by that. Why do you feel this way?
Well, in all fairness, I really, the suffering has not been something I couldn't handle. It's been a little bit a sideline view of a game that seems to be going on the East Coast that isn't played out here. And I came to California by a flip of the coin. Truly, after I'd graduated, standing out in front of the school, flipped a coin with a friend of mine, and we headed west, largely because I'd been in the service here, and otherwise it wouldn't even have been a consideration. I came out here then, not realizing I was going to stay. I had stayed here for 30 or 35 years.
What year did you arrive?
I arrived here in 1956, so that's 33, 34 years.